staying in recovery can be a challenge for people with substance use disorders. It's even harder if you don't have a way to get around, to medical appointments, support groups, or even to run errands. Some communities are exploring whether providing free rides can help. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports.
Charmin Gabbard runs the Connection Cafe in Connersville, a small town in eastern Indiana.
We have a beautiful space over here. It literally looks like a cafe.
Here, people in recovery from substance use disorders can gather for support groups. They provide free clothing, there's a place to shower, and they serve hot meals throughout the week.
Our biggest strength is loving people. We are just an open community for all people, no matter what. If they have substance use disorder, if they have mental illness, or if they're just wanting a place to come hang out.
Gabbard is the kind of person, when you meet her, you just feel immediately welcomed. She's 48, a mom with two kids, and she cares deeply about people struggling with addiction. In her 20s, Gabbard says she had 3 DUIs in 5 years. 2 of those violations resulted in prison sentences. She was eager to turn her life around. But when she got out of prison in 2015, she'd been banned from driving due to her prior DUIs, and she lived 5 miles outside of town. When she wanted to attend recovery meetings or even just run errands, she had to hitch a ride from a family member, or she'd run. And when her son started playing sports, the only way to get him to practice was to move closer to his school. She says transportation is a huge barrier for lots of people in recovery. We spoke at her office at Connection Cafe.
So without having that ability to get to that appointment, then you've just failed that. And then you got that fear of, I just violated. Or I missed an appointment with my children. I've let them down. So that cycle of guilt and shame and regret and feelings of failure. And then all of those things that you've ever thought are right there, right in the front. And so it's easier to give up.
A few years ago, Indiana leaders recognized this was an issue. And they launched a program, partnering with Lyft to provide free rides to people to and from addiction treatment and recovery programs. Treatment's really important. But transportation needs for people in recovery extend far beyond those services, says Dr. Paul Jodry. He's an addiction medicine specialist at the University of Pittsburgh.
When people talk about transportation, it's not just transportation to health services, but it's transportation to all of the important things in their life, getting to their jobs, getting childcare, going to the grocery store.
Earlier this year, the Indiana Recovery Network expanded on the state's efforts with a new program. They partner with Lyft to provide free rides to people in recovery for anything, as long as it relates to the 4 pillars of recovery: home, health, community, and purpose. Heather Rodriguez leads that network.
It can be to and from employment, school, things like that. Even if the money needs to get the kiddos to daycare on their way to an appointment or employment, they can use it for that.
It's too soon to know whether ride-sharing programs increase the likelihood of a person to access treatment or remain in recovery. The program has given more than 1,400 rides. Rodriguez says many appreciate the service. Gabbard, whose Connection Cafe is in a rural part of the state, says she loves the program. But there's one problem. There just aren't many Lyft drivers in her area. Last year, she learned the city auctions off bicycles that have been found, but they scrap the ones that don't sell. Gabbard says getting a bike is what helped her when she couldn't drive.
I didn't have my license yet, so I knew it was possible to make ends meet with using a bike.
So she had an idea. She asked the city if she could have those bikes. They said yes. She keeps the bikes at Connection Cafe and gives them to whoever needs them. So far, 10 people have taken bikes, and she says it's been so great to see the impact.
Just to see the joy, and as their recovery pathway starts picking up, and then you start seeing their potential, it's just amazing.
Free bikes and rides can't solve the problem entirely. Better public transportation in rural communities would help, and researchers say policy changes that lead to more treatment centers, closer to home, and easier to access will make the biggest impact. I'm Darian Benson, Side Effects Public Media.